This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, the lineup's out, and it looks like he's not in it again. And it gets us to what are the Braves going to do as we count down to the trade deadline, July 31st. We'll dive back into that in about 10 minutes. Also, disappointing weekend as the Yankees came into town. 12.5 back for our Braves of the first place Phillies, 10.5 back in the wild card standings. And this is why decisions are going to be made. We will continue that conversation. Falcons training camp on the way as well. And Mike's got some guy talk as we'll get to. But right now, we got to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So are they or are they not the best or second best team in the SEC? Connor Riley joins us from Dog Nation. When the media voted on this before everybody left town last week, they had Texas number one, winning the SEC. Alabama was third. LSU finished fourth. Georgia was number two. Connor, you all right with this? Because some people took offense to it saying, wait a minute, didn't Georgia just win the SEC championship last season?
So I agree with those people, and there's obviously because of the Arch Manning of this, because of the fact that Texas has been to back-to-back college football playoff semifinals and Georgia hasn't, I think there's been a rush to anoint Texas. They are somewhat of a new program in the SEC entering their second season. I have Georgia on my ballot as the second-best team in the league, but I actually had Alabama at number one. I do have some concerns about this Georgia team and the way that they might look this season, especially with the schedule that they have to play. Yes, they get Texas at home. Yes, they get Alabama at home. But it's hard to see this team right now with how young they're going to be. And you heard Kirby Smart speak about it last week, but how young they're going to be with the schedule that they're going to have to face. I do think it's fair to question Georgia and have them as the number one team in the country, which I think a lot of Georgia fans perhaps thought they would see. But I do also have some skepticism when it comes to Texas as well.
Yeah, they're just Pac-Man, waka, 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 just gobbling up everybody. And as we said, it was kind of like the funny storyline coming out of SEC Media Days, Connor, is the plucky underdog that is Georgia, battling against the Goliath that is Texas. But do you believe, at the end of the day, Sarkisian it can put it together this year? I mean, it's basically all on the shoulders of Arch Manning and a new offensive line.
Right, that's the question. And I will say, you know, for as many advantages as Texas seems to have with the money that they have behind their operation and with the fact that I think the SEC gave them a very just favorable schedule when they entered the league, Georgia undoubtedly has a better head coach, a better game manager than Kirby Smart. Now, yes, Steve Sarkisian is well-regarded as an offensive mind, but like you think back to that Texas Ohio State game at the end of last season. Yes, the Jack Sawyer strip sack is what everyone's going to remember, but Texas had first and goal and they run a wide zone play. Now you can find people questioning play calling if the day is long, but I do think that when Georgia and Texas match up, I think as we saw a season ago, both in Austin and in Atlanta, Georgia has a head coaching edge. And while over the course of the season, you know, that might be mitigated a little bit with the ups and downs and the various schedules they have to play. But when you put these two teams on the field, I think last year showed that Georgia had a decided edge when it comes to head coaching, especially when you consider that second game. Georgia lost their starting quarterback in that game, and they just kept on playing and kept running their game. They ultimately found a way to win that day. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Sarkisian this year to answer some of the questions surrounding him in Texas.
Connor, does it concern you that the Dogs didn't have any first-team All-SEC players on offense?
It does not, and I'm not surprised by that because I think Georgia's plan going into this year was to win by sort of depth and strength in numbers. And I don't think they're going to have, maybe unless Oscar Delp really explodes, but like Lawson Lucky's a really quality tight end that I think a lot of teams would love to have the number one option. The fact that Georgia has two of them works against Georgia having a possible first-team option at tight end. They go into the transfer portal to add wide receivers, yes, and Noah Thomas and Zachariah Branch. But even at running back, Joshua McCray, while McCray is obviously going to help this rushing offense, he is probably going to hurt Nate Frazier's ability to be the best running back in the SEC just in terms of statistical production. So I think Georgia's okay with not having a first-team guy in the preseason rankings. Their hope is that over the course of the season, they're going to have so many different options that they're going to be able to overwhelm teams in that regard and say, hey, you can't cover everybody. You can't cover every blade of grass. And instead of relying on super talented players, they're able to win with their depth in an age where Kirby Smart has noted that's just going to be harder to do moving forward.
We know that Kirby generally keeps it kind of close to the vest, but praising freshman Elijah Griffin, I just read the article from Dog Nation, just saying this guy does everything right and just, you know, kind of going over, is this going to be a guy you can lean on as a freshman this year to do some of the things you need?
I think that that's a great way of putting it, Mike. Like, there's been a runaway train to compare Elijah Griffin to Jalen Carter. Obviously, Carter is maybe perhaps the best defensive lineman in the NFL right now. He obviously played at Georgia. Warren Brinson sort of added to that when they saw him this spring, and Brinson knows Griffin well as they're both from the Savannah area. Griffin and Carter's games are a little bit different, and Georgia isn't going to ask Elijah Griffin to come in and be the best defensive lineman on this team, be the best defensive lineman in the SEC. But with the way that this defensive line room is set up at Georgia, they're going to need him to come in and play a role this year and rely on that strength. And so it's encouraging when you hear Dalen Everett say, like, the things that Elijah Griffin is able to do as a true freshman in a weight room setting are freaky. When you see him out there on the practice field, it is not normal for an 18-year-old to come in and play like that. The reason why, you know, for as much talk as there was about Justice Terry last cycle and the way that cycle unfolded, everybody agreed that Elijah Griffin was the better defensive lineman, and Georgia did get him winning and beating USC and Miami to land his recruitment. I'll be interested in seeing what a statistical production looks like for Griffin this year, but I absolutely expect him to play a role, at least in a rotational setting, and help contribute year one. Something that, other than really Jalen Carter and Trayvon Walker, who are both top 10 picks, we haven't seen a lot of freshman defensive linemen do at the University of Georgia.
Let's talk running backs. This Derek Cooper kid commits to Texas over Georgia, Miami, Ohio State, Florida State. What do you know about him?
Yeah, so I think Cooper's an interesting recruitment. He was someone who was very briefly committed to Georgia last summer. Backed off that after the mom was not all that thrilled with that commitment. It sort of seemed to come out of nowhere. I do think that this is a bigger loss for Miami in particular than it is necessarily Georgia. The Bulldogs land four-star running back Jay Lamar in the month of June. That is a guy the staff is sky high on. They really like him a lot. Cooper from the Miami area. Yes, it was someone that Georgia recruited for a long time, and yes, it was someone that they invested resources in to try and land. But I think with Texas and what's made Texas recruiting so interesting in this past week, for as much talk as there has been about Tyler Atkinson and James Johnson and landing guys at the top of their respective recruiting rankings, and Derek Cooper certainly falls in that, Georgia still has a better recruiting class than Texas does. And Texas does not have a lot of those middle tier, you know, 100 to 200 ranked guys. Yes, they still have seven top 100 prospects. And yes, they have a lot of high end guys, as does Georgia. But this class for Texas is not as deep. And as we go into, you know, a new era of college football where you have revenue sharing and you have, theoretically anyway, more cap constraints on how you go about building your roster and more financial challenges that come with that. I'm going to be interested in seeing how these teams recruit. And so with Texas, they're clearly like, we're going to pay for high-end guys that are at a premium and thus not be able to sprinkle around to a fuller class, whereas Georgia is sort of doing a little bit of the old-fashioned way where they're leaning heavily on the in-state recruiting, building relationship with guys. Because if you heard Kirby Smart say last week, they're not going to consistently spend the highest amount to win all the recruits and all the recruiting battles that they can. Texas has shown that they are willing to do that. And it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds as these programs develop over the next couple of years.
It's Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation. And I hate to have to bring this up, but it is part of the story this week with the Dogs. And that's Josh Jackson getting arrested Wednesday, multiple charges. What do you know?
Yeah, Josh Jackson arrested. The most serious of those, felony possession of marijuana over 1 ounce, more than 28 grams. There's also three misdemeanors as well. We're still waiting on the police report there. It is interesting, at least, that there was, and this is ironically the least serious of the charges, but with Georgia and the history that they have, he was issued a misdemeanor for operating a motor vehicle while a phone was in hand. And so, again, we're still waiting for the full details on this.
Right.
But it's a Georgia program where this sort of thing, you know, happens, and when, because of the history of this Georgia program, there is just a greater scrutiny on this. So Josh Jackson, as of now, still on the team. I would expect, depending on the results of this police report, obviously, him to ultimately stay on the team. But I would not be surprised in the slightest if there is at least some suspension, though I doubt Kirby Smartwell will come out and publicly announce that, given his past, you know, policy on this.
Connor, yeah, it is. You're probably right. We won't hear much about it. Let me ask you about the kid that comes in from Army. And we didn't talk a lot about him last week. I know Kirby was saying people will know his name by the end of the year. Is he going to help with the pass rush? And is it Modusi? How do you say this kid's name?
Yeah, his name is Elo, like Carmelo. Elo Modusi. He is from Army, originally from the Jacksonville area, so someone that Georgia at least had on the radar. And this is a guy who has an incredibly high ceiling and is just sort of starting to scratch the surface. I think what makes him so interesting is there just isn't a ton of competition at that outside linebacker position. So he's got a very clear pathway to start. I know we've talked a lot about Gabe Harris and what he might be able to do, but I think the addition of Modusi allows Georgia to use Gabe Harris in its most advantageous ways. And so Modusi, yes, Georgia has a lot of their outside linebackers. You know, Nolan Smith has become a great player for the Philadelphia Eagles, but he was not always the most productive pass rusher. And so I would caution against, you know, expecting an 8 to 10 sack season from a guy like Modusi. But Georgia really likes what they have in him. And there were multiple sort of edge, outside linebacker, defensive end targets that were in the spring portal. Georgia could have gotten just about any of them. You know, Bo Atkinson, a North Carolina transfer, ultimately ends up at Ohio State, who I think wanted to come to Georgia. But Georgia prioritized Modusi. And based on everything I've heard coming out of workouts and whatnot, there's a reason to be really, really excited about what this guy might turn into. It'll be over the course of the season. He's not going to come out and I think have multiple sacks in those first big games against Tennessee, against Alabama. But over the course of the season, as he gets his feet under him, there's a lot that this coaching staff likes about Modusi.
Connor Riley with us, guys, talking Dog Nation. Wrapped up SEC Media Days last week. Carl was goading me into saying, you know, why I don't like Stacey Searles and what do I think? I just said, I thought
you did say it.
Pittman, you know, and Coach Luke were just maybe a little better at it. Or is this going to be an offensive line that can really set the tone and be ferocious? I mean, what do we know? And I guess, Carl, the argument I was putting out last week is if any of the underclassmen were good enough, they would have beaten the guys out for the job that got roughed up by Notre Dame.
Right. And so I'm fascinated with this offensive line. And we talked earlier about not having a guy on the first team offense. I don't think that's an issue for the start of the season, especially with what this offensive line has to prove. But if Georgia's going to win the SEC this year, if they're going to do what they need to, they need to have at least one and probably multiple offensive linemen making first-team All-SEC at the end of the season. Now, they've got talented guys that have a lot of tools and have the things that you like. Monroe Freeling, Ernest Green, those guys were top-end recruits that a lot of schools wanted, and Georgia won out for those. Those guys weren't healthy last year. And so first and foremost, those top-end guys, I think you have to keep them healthy. You have to find a way to keep them on the field. Because last year, that group was never healthy, and it never gelled. And it showed up in that Notre Dame game where they were as healthy as they had been all season. But for whatever reason, and sure, part of this could be a first-time starting quarterback back there and not making all the checks. But that group just did not perform up to expectations a year ago. I'm a little surprised that they elected to bring Stacey Searles back for another year at Georgia, personally speaking. But Kirby Smart trusts in what Searles has been able to get out of that offensive line. The 2022 and 2023 offensive lines were great. And so I'll be curious to see going into this season, there is no position group that is under a greater scrutiny. And I would include even quarterback in this than this offensive line. Because
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
The offensive line doesn't play up to its standard, much less potential this year. It's going to be another very long season for this Georgia team as they grind through a difficult schedule.
Connor Riley, great job as always. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. Fall camp will be here before you know it, and before that, the season will be here right behind it.
No doubt, and we're all over it, and we'll talk with you next week. Thanks again, Connor.
Yep, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.